Dougie Mobile.
How's everybody doing?
Being warm, I imagine Patrick's trying to do the same thing. Y'all come on in. I'm going to go get me another cup of coffee. KF4NXY.
I'm doing okay. Having some mechanical issues this morning with the truck.
That's not good.
That's what happens when you let them set for a little bit and give them a break.
If the regular workers doesn't want to go back. Temperature gauge says 39, but I mean I was frosted up this morning. Don't sound right.
Warm to have frost on the windshield, but you never know, could have just warmed up.
Where there was 800 tons of lithium batteries on fire on a ship off the coast of Alaska. When I looked at it a couple days ago, it had been burning for 5 days.
Heard that one.
What could possibly go wrong? Fire like that gets started.
That's the same way an electrical short gets started.
It gets a short and then it's downhill after that.
One cell in any one of the batteries. And there you go. Good day yesterday at work.
It wasn't bad. A little bit slow, I mean, but it should start picking up, I guess. I mean, Susan got to go to work today. She said probably going to have a lot of angry customers. They had to go up on the prices.
Had to do that.
That price rang years ago.
That's what we're talking about there. When we got together, it sounds like they were out of mind, too.
As they are, though. Boy, they're busy as heck.
Just goes to show you, if you offer a good product, and even though you're more expensive, you're still going to have business.
Invest in an antenna with some gain.
Problems still.
You were real staticky that time, you know, breaking up and everything. But it works fine on a 285. Makes me think it isn't the antenna.
Check your SWR.
So change the mount.
Mount hadn't come loose and you still got your good ground connection.
Looking at it, it isn't. It doesn't appear to be loose. All my stuff, I think, for the digital.
Be good. Maybe you can get it set up this weekend and get it working.
Let's look at it. So the cable, you know, goes from the mini DIN to two speaker cables, and it says data in and data out. And then the little sound card adapter has a headphone and a microphone. So I'm assuming the data out of the radio would go to the one that says the microphone.
Would go to the speakers where it's receiving. Well, yeah, you're right. Speakers are putting out and microphones taking in, so yeah, you're right. It's early.
So bad I had to sit down and think about it for a while, too. Feel a little bit undetermined about the weather on Friday night.
They were undetermined about it last night. It was sprinkling on me on the way home last night.
Saying they missed it, huh?
Just a little bit. They started calling for a chance of a sprinkle late yesterday afternoon.
There in California in Death Valley, they were saying that they might set a record here, although it's still several, you know, it's about 7 or 8 days out, but they're talking about snow in Death Valley to be the... They're predicting like 4 inches would be the most they've ever had there.
that's a lot of snow. For Death Valley, I guess that is. They won't know what to do with it.
Hopefully they just get a trace of measurable snow, and that's only happened a few times.
We're HGX. That's like when I was in middle school, lived down in Texas, south of Houston for a little while with my dad, and got up one morning and they called school off for snow, and I'm like, snow? I went outside and looked, it was heavy frost to me.
4 GFW, maybe they just didn't recognize the difference.
You can still see the grass. It's what it looked like, a real heavy frost. Like, we're calling school for this?
I ever had a snow day at school until we moved down here and I was in high school. I mean, you know, I lived in New Jersey and in Ohio and that, and I mean, hell, the school bus had come. You know, in Ohio, no matter how much snow was on the road, and then in New Jersey, you had to walk.
For no reason when I was in school, it had to be, a fair amount. It wasn't just, an inch wasn't going to do it. 2 inches wasn't going to do it. The buses had to be able to run with chains on them, and you got to think about some of the steep areas you got to get into up at the house, so that played a little bit of an effect on it, but it wasn't nothing like it is now, where it just spits a flake, and they call it.
Lived in Colorado, they called off school for the kids, but it was like, you know, the wind chill was like, you know, minus 10. And the kids had to walk.
North, they will call it for a wind chill now. Because the kids out walking around or moving around don't want to get that cold.
They had more sense back then.
More layers.
Smarter, we didn't have on a designer hoodie, right?
One of those puffer fish jackets, as I call them. Nothing but air.
I remember those.
A little more in our pajamas when we went out of the house.
Yesterday when I walked the dog, I mean, it's always breezy right there in that field, you know, and so I put on my little toboggan and that just to keep my face warm and keep it from blowing down my neck.
I'm not one to wear one of those toboggans or beanies or whatever you want to call them. I'll put a hat on, and but if you see me with a beanie or something like that on my head, you know it's bad outside.
I mean, let's see if Andrew can jump in.
I don't know where he's at this morning.
Good time to start doing digital, since that's what we're going to be learning in the class, right?
We'll be learning more than digital, but it's a good thing to know. I mean, you don't have to sit around and play on FT8 or FT4. There's other things out there where you can actually carry on a conversation keyboard to keyboard, just like texting on your cell phone. You're just doing it with no infrastructure.
Good. You should be able to do a Morse code, right? I mean, for a CW, for having a translation program and that.
Assuming you can, I have never done it. I've not got to the point where I've tried to figure CW out at all. I just haven't got there yet.
I was looking at, one of the radio catalogs, and they had a little, just a little box you could carry with you and put beside the radio, and when it heard Morse code or CW, it would go ahead and translate for you.
You couldn't do that if you got one that can send pictures, doing the same thing, I mean, and receive pictures, so sure they can decode Morse code with it.
Tonight, check out the pin out on the connector and make sure it's right according to what my radio says it's supposed to be.
Yes, and you can get on there this weekend. You got a computer for it?
Got me a new one for Christmas. And that thing's pretty quick, so that should work out good. And then there's going to be a learning guide. I mean, I've looked at the program. You know, I've pulled it up and everything, and it's like, yeah, there's a lot of stuff I got to figure out.
And depending on which program you're using, to what you got to do, and I'm not familiar enough with it just to walk you through it. I have to sit down and figure it out for myself each time, again, because I don't use it that much.
What the baud rate is supposed to be, I guess it says in my manual, doesn't it?
Each program is a little different. Baud rate is what determines that.
KN4TFW.
Start hearing Eric again. We're going back into work. I figure he took some time off there around Christmas and New Year.
Not due back until next week.
A few weeks since we heard him.
Box on the radio, that's just going to, as soon as the program starts to send the message, the radio is going to turn on the transmit.
It's not you talking, it's the computer transmitting, and then the radio picks it up and retransmits it.
Figure out how to turn that on the radio. I see it's got a button on that, but I think there's some parameters you can also set for it. I got to figure out, digital is only like real low wattage, like QRP, right?
Some programs, yeah, you run real low wattage, and then other programs, you run, you know, 20, 30 watts. Every program, like ST8 does one thing, JSA call does one thing, ST4 does one, Whisper does one, does different settings, so you kind of got to learn that stuff and, you know, take you some notes, and that way when you flip over, okay, I want to do ST8 tonight, I can set my radio here. When I want to do ST4, I set it here. It's going to be your best bet.
Yeah, Whisper just sends out a real low wattage to see propagation, right?
We can go pull up on the map and see where you're being heard and where you're receiving from.
Take that one out eventually, too.
I use that one quite a bit. I won't say quite a bit, but every time I get set up to do digital, I'm on it.
Man, just saw a car headed south, or I guess it was a SUV, because it had, you know, like off-road lights on the roof, and they had them on.
Read on the front of them where it says for off-road use only. Like that there's no DOT number on the lens.
We loaded a truck headed for Canada yesterday with drums, I guess, or maybe totes. But man, I bet it took him 20 minutes to get back up to the dock. And there wasn't any other trucks around there.
Let him carry hazardous material.
It's definitely changed. My beef jerky today.
Ask if you remembered it.
Lunchbox out. Put it in the car so I could check to see if there was any frost. I come back in, I looked on the table, it's like, well, damn, there's my fork and my spoon laying there, so I take it back out. And they come back and say, oh, there's the beef jerky, I better take it out.
Steaks make you remember better next time. And I'm going to be the only ones out here this morning.
It's like, you made it down to 290?
I just pulled into Strange Brothers.
Burger place opened up right there. That Habit Burger finally opened up.
Open They've been working on it long enough. I figured that all the cars sitting out there were customers' cars.
Opened about 3-4 weeks ago, actually.
New Biscuit Head or Biscuitville, whatever it is, opened up yet?
It's been a couple of months now, but it's only open from like 6 to 2, something like that. But the Habit Burger was already, the building was about built when they started at Biscuitville, and the Biscuitville opened long before that Habit Burger did.
I don't know, by the time I get to that end of Wade Hampton, it's usually after lunch. So I didn't know if the Biscuitville, Biscuit Head, whatever it is, had opened up yet.
And that's why if you're after 2, the parking lot's abandoned. But boy, if you go by there at 6 or 7 in the morning, man, there's a line wrapped around it. You think it was a Chick-fil-A.
Then they'll wear off of it, just like the Popeyes across the street did.
Hey, you should go get the Habit Burger. The person that took our order, I struggled and struggled to figure out if it was male or female.
For HKX, you doubled, somebody doubled with you there to start with, so let's see who it was.
Good morning, KF4MUS.
Jody, I thought it was you, but I wasn't sure.
Good morning, Jody, KN4TFW.
Gentlemen, good morning to y'all. Another lovely day. Good morning.
It's cold and chilly morning. I'm back in here with my cup of coffee. KF4NXY. Y'all go ahead, pick it back up.
Heading into work already?
Yeah, I always try to get there a half hour early. Prizes, so if something goes wrong, I want time to get there.
I'm the same way. If I'm not 15, 20 minutes early, I'm late.
As a supervisor, I used to tell my guys that all the time. If you ain't here 15 minutes early, you're late.
Time on time's late, right?
Exactly. Walk in there at 7 o'clock, clock punch in, minute or two, and that's it, you know, every day. But they're the first ones to hit that gate when that bell rings.
Last in, first out.
Oh, if you got to work 30 minutes over.
Asking you to do it for free.
So, you know, we had that issue yesterday. We were going across the road with a pipe, and it was about, I guess, 2:30, quarter to 3, and I asked the boss, I said, we got one more joint. You want to put it in? He said, we're going to be late. So I don't care. He goes, all right. So we put it in. Man, they were dumping up and down.
And across that Gap Creek Road the other day, they're headed over to 14 at that battery place, and they were, you know, they were grinding up the road. I mean, they were taking it down to the dirt, reworking it, and all of a sudden they got down through there, and there was water spraying up out of the road.
That ain't good.
Thought was, yeah, you're going to be late.
Yesterday, I was starting my dig to start to put that pipe in. I took the old pipe out, dug, made about 2 digs with a bucket, and found the water service that wasn't marked.
Been there, done that. But, gentlemen, I'm going to have to jump out. And good to hear both of you this morning. Hope both of you have a great day. David, I hope you do, too. And time for me to get my show on the road. KO4HKX, I'll be clear for now. 7-3's got.
We'll catch you later. Have a good day and be safe out there. KN4TFW.
Mr. Patrick, y'all be careful. Y'all be safe. KN4MUF. I'm mobile and listening.
Patrick, KN4NXY.
With you guys, too, while I got a getting good reception, I'm fixing to turn on the road to the gate anyway. So you guys have an awesome day and be safe. KN4TFW.
KF4MUF 73, you have a good day.
KF4NXY.
I'll give you that one for free, but this one's Ken.
Oh,
turn around. KF4NXY.
Been there, done that. I want to call Jody Jamie for some reason. I just have to stop and really think about it.
Just don't call me late for dinner and I'm good.
Good night today, Jody.
I pretty much had a job wrapped up yesterday, so today's another surprise, see where we're going to go, so I'm not sure.
Right. Well, they might be getting y'all more work in the next couple years if they pass that penny gas tax. Well, not gas tax, sales tax or something. I was kind of halfway watching it on the news.
I think that'd be just more, it won't really be for what I do, but it'd be more for what these guys do, you know, when they bring in these contractors to rebuild these roads. You know, the county itself doesn't do that type of stuff. I'll build a new road or do a little, you know, 100-yard repair or something, but that's about it.
Yeah, I didn't really know how it worked, but I'm all in favor of it. Where I'm at, it's, well, I don't know if you noticed down my way, but kind of where the two counties come together and down there on Holiday Dam Road, that's a really rough road.
Yeah, and there's so few of them around here like that, man. Like in L-178, it's the same way. You learn where all the bumps and humps are, so you learn to dodge them.
Patrick, earlier that you see somebody weaving down the road, and they ain't drunk, they just dodging the potholes. But they filled them in on my road recently, so my road's a whole lot smoother. But you can't be everywhere at once, and you know we got bridges and stuff too that need to be caught up on. So. And, you know, they redid 25, so from about my house, well, from the county line on up to Ware Place. So, you know, it's a whole lot better. It's just going to take a little time.
KF4MUF, righty. Yep, and that's everywhere. You know, it takes a while to do that. They let these roads go for so long, man, they need to do something with them.
Infrastructure, they kind of kicked the can down the road for as long as they could get away with, and it's about time the politicians quit building themselves nice new buildings to sit around in and not do much of anything and spend the money on what the public needs.
Come on, David, you know they've got to have their comfort to make these decisions.
Them glass paned walls and them deep rich leather chairs and a nice walnut desk, you know, all those are necessities.
Office. They got the corner office. They are up there. You will be weak.
Well, I'm going to get back to my cup of coffee before it gets cold and might be some more people out there. Usually, though, it's about this time in the morning, it gets kind of quiet. You have a good day, and I'll catch you a little later. And if you run up on somebody that's, I remember, you said you're going to check on some equipment. You find a price, let me know, and we'll try and set that up some weekend. I'll talk to you later. KF4NXY.
And I'm working on that for you, bud. I'm trying to find the best piece of equipment for the job and the best price for it. So I'm working on it. KF4MUF. Have a good day.